Don't escalate it. it will be forever. Or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love has ended before it's begun. And the moment I feel that, you feel that way too, is when I fall in love with you.
Thank you. A very long set here on Radio Valencia's Escape Velocity show, featuring bands that played just this weekend here in SF. That's just a sample of what was going on around town. If that whole set, if that whole lineup had been like a festival, I would have been so ecstatic. As it is, I only made it to one of those artists. I will leave you to guess temporarily which one that was. But first, I'm going to run down the set. We heard from Echo and the Bunnymen from a live recording they did in 1983. And I thought it was so special in 1987 for having a cassette of that live recording, because at the time it was a bootleg, but then was later released as an album called It's All Live Now. just it's an incredible set of mostly covers, but just like reimagined and re-owned, like only the Bunnymen could do at their time, at their best. One of the live best live bands on the planet, and according to all accounts across several cities, they still got it. So nice to hear. Really should I guess they're happy with what they got. So hey, if you know, you know, you're in on a very good thing. We also heard a band called Laserbeam, super hyper local to SF, a song called Turn and Burn. This is a single that they put out in 2021, and I saw them at the Golden Gate Park Bandshell this weekend as we were knocking around the city and taking advantage of all of the great things that San Francisco has to offer. Just this like cool, heavy indie band playing on this beautiful, beautiful stage in a beautiful, beautiful setting. Kind of a dream. And I really liked them. So there they are. Maybe we'll hear more. Maybe we'll see them. Maybe we'll have them in. Who knows? Maybe they could be like working right next door. We don't know. Before that, we heard a song called Nag, Nag, Nag from Cabaret Voltaire. This is a song that kind of made me take them a bit more seriously. I mean, I guess you cannot accuse them of being sellouts. If they had sold out, I guess they'd probably be a lot richer. But anyway, they played this weekend here in San Francisco. That's off of an album called Friends of Mute Evidence, which was a... sort of a record album sampler from the Mute record label that they put out in 2022. I always come back to that song. It just seems to fit into a lot of places. Before that, we heard, this is a long one, so I'm going to take a deep breath. Trying to get it out without stumbling over my words, which is usually what happens. The name of the song is Elitist Goat, G-O-A-T. We all know what that means. Greatest of all time. You elitist goat. It sounds like, knowing Sleaford Mods, it's spit out with some sort of insult. But anyway, that's featuring Aldous Harding, and it's remixed by The Prodigy into what they call the Acid Thunder Mix. And it could not get any fresher. That's out maybe a month. So Sleaford Mods, they played a couple of shows here in San Francisco this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at one of the coolest places in town to see a show, The Chapel, which is an old funeral home / college, actually. And now, really, one of my favorite places to see a show on the planet. That and the Showbox, not Showbox Soma. In Seattle, the original Showbox. And I'm sure they blew the roof off of the place. But I was at a different show that I will tell you about in a second. But first, I want to let you know that Underworld also played. As if all of that wasn't enough, Underworld also played. They continue their global tour to, remind everybody. I don't know, as if the people who are into that need reminding, but just to confirm that well into their 60s, they are blowing minds and really sort of well established now as the absolute top of the heap for EDM. I guess you could call it electronica, as we used to say back in the day. That's a single that they put out also, incredibly fresh, just could not get any newer. That's their newest stuff. It's called ARP 12. Okay, and before that, we heard something in an altogether different direction from a guy from Scotland named Sam Shackleton, doing an old song. He put it out in 2025 on an album called Scottish Cowboy Ballads and Early American Folk Songs. Came out in 2025, but the song, I don't know, probably written in, 1825. Oh Death is the name of the song, and you may be very familiar with that if you've watched Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And who hasn't seen that movie several times by this point? We started off the set with a band called Chapter House, which they are about to play next week, I think, on the 28th, I believe. And they are just absolute showcase of great, I would call them shoegaze music. That song called There's Still Life off of their album Blood Music, which came out in 1993. I think I will make it to that one. I think we'll make it. We'll see how I feel that day. If I don't, if not now, when? If not who, me? If not now, when? If not me, who? Okay, So let's we got about 25 more minutes. So it's kind of be kind of a grab bag of stuff from here to the finish, and we'll keep it upbeat. This is the Feelies playing the Beatles in their own way. Everybody's got something to hide. Traffic. With the long fade out so we can reintegrate back into whatever's next. Big long sets of goodness today. That was kind of a truly freeform set here on Radio Valencia's Escape Velocity Show. I'm David James Fraser, and I am manning the controls every Monday, noon to two. You know, that's the way it is as we record this. You may be hearing it at another time. You may be finding it in time capsule. You may be finding it on an interstellar transmission. I don't know. But right now, as I record this, it's May 18th, 2026. We're just wrapping up another week of playing songs in combinations you would not hear otherwise, and we're not begging for money every 5 minutes like some radio stations do, and for sure we don't play any ads. We're just doing what we like to do, pirate style, I guess you could say. In that set, I like to mash things up, so in reverse order. Well, yeah, let's start from the top. Okay, we started off the frantic energy launching off from the previous set, which concluded with Echo and the Bunnymen doing their best stuff, probably there, you know, as they put out stuff in 1983 at the top of their game, Do It Clean. I just had to keep the frenzy going, so kept it going with the Feelies at the top of the set. Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey, a Beatles song, but like if you took it and sped it up to whatever, how many beats per minute, like many, many, many more beats per minute than the original, you may say, not better, not worse, just different. I like them both, but I love the Feelies, and I sure wish, I wish more people did too. So I'm putting it out there for you to, you know, invite you to get into the Feelies so we can talk about how great the Feelies are. And that is off an album called Crazy Rhythms. Then we heard I'm an Upstart off of a band called the Angelic Upstarts. That is from an album that came out in 1979. Teenage Warning, and you know, it still sounds, that's still what punk rock sounds like. It really, it's sort of a genre that developed within a very short period of time, and damn if it doesn't keep itself alive. If you go to punk shows around San Francisco, it is a very vital scene, and there's just something about the energy of that stuff that sets people a little bit free, gives them a catharsis. Now, I would bet if the Angelic Upstarts were here today, they would think twice about playing Grand Funk right after them. And that's kind of what, you know, like even the punks need to be disrupted every once in a while. So follow that up with Grand Funk off of E Pluribus Funk, released in the year 1971. People, let's stop this war. It's a sentiment that never gets old. Too much war. Too much war. Everybody just chill the fuck out. Nobody wants to die. There's plenty for everyone if maybe we share a little better and also up our game a little more. Everybody has a role to play. People, let's stop this war from Grand Funk, and then Rainmaker by Traffic, also from 1971. The album called The Low Spark of the High Heel Boys. I wonder what that means. I don't know. But I don't know. For whatever reason, Traffic was rolling around in my mind this last week. And so, there you go, Traffic. Another week has come and gone on the Escape Velocity, where we aim to launch you into interstellar explorations of awesome music. Stay tuned for whatever comes next. Never know. Never sure exactly. I'm reading the schedule and it says Spotlight on the Bay. So hopefully it'll be a Spotlight on the Bay from like something recent. But if not, that could still be interesting to find out what was really happening, you know, 3 years ago. See if it's still happening. Well, anyway, thanks so much for joining, and I will catch you next week. This is David James Fraser saying, see ya.